Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
This is a production of Whitfield Media Group from the Vascular Institute Studio. Welcome to Chattanooga Fitness Download. This is a podcast about bodybuilding, fitness, and healthy living. You'll hear from many great guests and a lot of great conversations. And now, here's Sean Whitfield, Darren Johnson, and IFBB Pro bodybuilder Matt Davis.
And now, from the Whitfield Media Group studio, let's get started with download number 61. Chattanooga Fitness Download is presented by Optimize You. You can find Optimize You online at OptimizeYou.com. Thank you for joining us. I am Sean Whitfield, along with Matt Davis. Darren Johnson is on another Costa Rica vacation, so filling in for him today is the co-host of Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake, a bikini competitor in the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, and to those in Saudi Daisy, she is known as Eye Candy Mandy. That is none other than Mandy Livingston. Hello, Matt and Mandy.
What's up?
What's up?
Glad
what
to
an
have
intro.
You both.
He's going to have to work on making yours a little more graphic.
Well, I got the cool thing from that voiceover dude at the first
you
show.
You do have the cool thing from the voiceover dude.
That's very satisfying every time I hear that.
I know. We talk about that in the gym quite a bit.
Well, you got some big shoes to fill today, man.
I know. Can I say, what's going on, everybody? Does that sound like
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's, no, you got to do it a little deeper. What's up, everybody?
What's going on, everybody?
But our buddy Darren Johnson is away on another vacation. And he will be back with us on the next download. Before we dive into things, Matt, can you believe 61 podcasts now?
Yeah, I thought that when I listened to 61. Our last episode, it was 60. I didn't.
Have you ever missed one?
I missed one.
Okay.
I remember I had to take Julie to the airport one time last year.
Okay.
And I think you and Darren interviewed Jim Hogwood because I'd enjoyed going back and listening to some of his stories.
Yeah. I was trying to remember back, but I couldn't remember if you had ever missed one or not. But we've got 61 in the books after 2.5 years of doing this show.
This might be this might be Sean's longest relationship, Matt.
Now, wait a minute. Where in the world did that come from?
I'm just saying.
Actually,
Casey is.
Casey Orr and I from Race and Talk Radio, we've been together 17 and a half years.
I was just laying that out there.
I remind his wife, Mrs. Orr, from time to time. I says, Casey and I have been together longer than y'all have. Where did you come up with that today?
Just thought I'd throw that on in there.
I can already tell this is going to be like Your Home Radio, Matt.
Just he's never like, know oh what my God.
Never know what to expect. But so, Matt, you've just got back from, I would say a week-long vacation, but it's what? Like about 9-day vacation?
God, probably 10 or 11, maybe. Yeah, we went to, Julie wanted to go out west and do a bunch of the hiking and stuff that she's into. So we flew in to Idaho Falls, Idaho. So we got to see that state. And we drove over to Wyoming and went to Teton National Park. We went to Yellowstone National Park and went to Glacier National Park in Montana and back. So we put like 2,500 miles on the rental car, and I feel like I put more miles than that on my legs.
Cardio so, unexpected.
Yeah, it was a lot.
So did you have a great time?
Yeah, it was good.
Would you do it again?
You know, if Julie wanted to, yeah, I'm sure I would.
He's the sweetest.
Yeah.
He's the sweetest.
I think Matt's one of those poster husband guys.
He's a good one.
He says yes to everything.
Julie may have something different to say about that. But no, we did a lot. We did a lot of hiking and a lot of driving, you know, see all that stuff and try to cram it all in. And that to do all of that, that's actually a pretty short amount of time.
Yeah.
Because there's still a lot of stuff that she didn't get to do.
Yeah.
So
she makes her lists and.
She has a very tight itinerary.
So she schedules everything.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have any say in where what you do.
I didn't even know where we were going.
You just got on a plane?
Yeah. I mean, I double check, like, where are we landing and then where are we staying tonight? And
do you have any say in the budget?
Well, she pays for all of that. That's what she likes to spend her money on is all the travel. So, you know, she pretty much took care of everything.
Did she have a favorite out of the three?
I'm sure she would say Glacier. I mean, that would be mine too in Montana.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yellowstone is one of those places to me that I've heard about my whole life.
Yeah.
And that's the one you always hear. I don't know if y'all have been. I think that's the most overrated national park I've ever been to.
Is it very touristy? Like it's
I mean, they're doing a bunch of road work. It's a bunch of driving with not seeing a lot of areas. You just drive and drive and drive and drive. It's so huge.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we sat for an hour waiting for Old Faithful to erupt or whatever. And I thought, well, is that it? Like, they built this this gigantic lodge in this huge bleacher viewing area. I thought I was, like, going to watch the Super Bowl or something.
Yeah.
And then this water comes out of the ground for 30 seconds, and then it's over. And so, anyway, I mean...
Burst your bubble, literally.
Yeah, but the other Glacier was amazing. You know, it is like a different world up there.
Wow.
Wow.
Wait, Rob and I have talked about going to Montana, but I don't know that I could do all that stuff that you guys do. It's dangerous, some of the stuff y'all climb around on.
We did one hike to I guess it's the biggest main glacier. Uh-huh. And so I didn't even know what a glacier was. A glacier... And somebody might correct me if I get the numbers wrong on this. I think it has to be 3 acres in size and 100 feet deep of ice to qualify to be. So this one was 300 acres and, you know, way deeper than that. So we had to hike 11 point something miles. And it's, keep in mind, the starting point is at 6,000 and something feet where you start. And so we climbed almost 3,000 more feet just straight up. So it's one of these deals where you've got a narrow trail that's maybe 3 or 4 feet wide.
Uh-huh.
And on one shoulder is rubbing against the side of the mountain.
Uh-huh.
And the other one with no guardrail, one misstep would be like a 1,000 foot free fall to your death.
Oh, my God.
And so we did. So that's for miles and miles, we're just going straight up, straight up, straight up, straight up.
Does it make you nervous? Because if she slips, oh my gosh.
Well, she just handled it like a champion.
Like a spider monkey.
She blew through it. I was the one, you know, my cardio, which I admit, you know, I don't do a ton of cardio, not like that for sure. But I felt like I was going to die on the way up from cardio. And then I finally get there and I think, okay, well, at least. The way down is going to be easy. And then you get about a quarter of the way down and I start thinking, you know what? My legs haven't felt like this in a long, long time. And so I got more sore from that than I can remember from working out in a long time.
That's interesting.
This is a different soreness. I think you told a story one time, Sean, where you're talking about how the feet and everything around.
Boy Scout camp.
Yeah. I mean, it's like that. All these little muscles that you have around everything and that's been like 5 days ago. I'm still feeling it a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, especially if you don't have the proper shoes.
Yeah.
I wasn't wearing the proper shoes when I was visiting at this Boy Scout camp back in the summer or back in June. And I felt it more in my feet than I did my legs.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, my gosh.
How many times did you hear the words global warming mentioned?
So that's super interesting. We did this bus tour. And they talked about that. And so the park was founded, you know, Teddy Roosevelt approved it, and they started all this like in 1910. So since 1910, they've went from like 125 glaciers. Now they're down to like 20. All right. And they're painting that to be global warming. But there's apparently some evidence that there was way more glaciers before that. So that would be my question is, well, what melted those? Because so, but yeah, I mean, yeah, you hear a little bit of that. But the other thing is these big jagged mountains that are carved in, they everywhere you look, it was a flatter surface at one point. And it's the glaciers themselves that have cut that over millions of years. So they've had to been melting for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not just the last little bit.
Right.
Yeah.
So overall, great trip.
Yeah, we had a good time. It's like I said, the cardio is a challenge. You know, trying to eat for me is always a challenge. But, you know, that's maybe part of what's the fun of it is.
But no beaches, no palm trees.
No, no relaxing. It was like, wake up at 5 a.m. and let's go.
Oh, gosh. Did your son go?
No, it's just Julie and I. Okay. No, that's not his thing either.
Maddox says, I'll just stay home, thanks.
Yeah, he's a lot like me with that.
Yeah. Well, I can understand. I would, all I can say is Miss Julie is lucky to have you.
He's a good husband.
Well, I mean, that's a heck of a commitment.
Well, probably in the middle of those, she would probably wish she was with somebody else sometimes. But, you know, no, I try to hang in there and trek it out and do the best I can.
Yeah, well, that's a good deal. So I guess that is going to be your what's up for the week.
Yeah, for sure. up is correct, but yeah, that's it.
Have you heard from Darren since he's been on his vacation?
I have not.
I think he sent you and I a joint text or two with, I don't know, I forgot exactly what it was. It wasn't...
Oh, he got a million views on social media things.
That's right.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, because I was showing that when I got it that day, you and I were in the studio.
Yeah.
Doing your home radio, and your daughter was in the studio too. And I was showing it to you, and I remember your daughter spoke up and says, "That's no big deal."
Darren, don't listen to Kylie. It's a big deal. Well,
I forgot how she said
something about views and followers are different.
It's like she said, now that'd be a big deal if it was followers, but views is
don't listen to Kylie. She's not a big brat.
Deal, but I thought it was a pretty big deal.
I think it is too.
Sean, we should ask our new YouTube consultant, Josh Falk, on it.
Oh, yeah.
If that's a big deal or not. I mean, he could answer that question for us.
I've had a couple of people comment to me about our conversation in the last download with Josh. What an interesting story he has to share, especially at such a young age.
Yeah.
So if you're somebody that missed it, it was in download number 60. Go back and listen to it either at your favorite podcast platform or on ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com. Did you get a chance to hear our last one?
I have not heard it yet.
What are you waiting for?
I was waiting on you to point me out.
And you were even on vacation. You could have done that laying out by the pool.
I was busy making up stories about people around me. That's what I was doing.
Well, any of our regular listeners, you know that Matt Davis here is the owner and trainer at the train station. Now, Matt, Mandy is one of your clients.
Correct.
You got Mandy started in competing in the bikini competition.
That's true.
So that was, what, a year and a half or so ago that y'all began together?
We have been working out together for about two and a half years.
The competing was actually her idea, because I remember I was surprised at that. Because she trained for quite a while. And then I remember, I don't know, you and Katie maybe had talked about it.
Yeah, Katie was like, you can do it, it's no big deal. And I'm like, well, for you, maybe.
So, Mandy, somebody out there listening is wondering, what is it like with Matt Davis training you? Describe what that's like.
What it's like for Matt Davis to train
you. What's it like, you being a client of Matt Davis and him getting you ready for competition?
Well, I can say this about that. He is so smart when it comes to this, like Johnny Neutron. Did I just show my age? Like, he's so smart about it. Like, I don't, there are things where I'll ask questions and I think the answer is fairly simple. No, not at all. Because he knows so much about it. He goes so deep in the answer that sometimes I literally am like, I have no clue what the actual question was to start with. But it gets you to a point where you want to learn more. You want to learn. You want to go down that rabbit hole. You want to find out how to be better, how to be more efficient, how to be, you know, because you don't want to waste your time. So we're in there 3 days a week trying to build certain muscles a certain way, because when you're competing in bikini or in wellness, there are certain muscles that have to be developed a certain way.
Is it true that y'all work legs occasionally?
We do legs. Well, we do a lot of booty. there is a whole lot of booty band and squats and, you know, and deadlifts, and there's a lot of that. But
so for a lady out there listening that is familiar with the Chattanooga Fitness Expo or familiar with any of the other competitions,
yeah,
they're thinking about getting ready for one, but they're wondering who that person is. Matt's the guy.
He knows what the judges are looking for. He knows how to target those specific muscles. He knows how to ask the right questions of you to know where your mind is to be able to help you to get to an optimal place.
Now, Matt, here's a big question for you.
Oh, God.
What is it like training Mandy? Is there days that she's just like moody, happy, bouncing off the walls?
I would say bouncing sad. Off the walls most all the time. There might have been a time or two in contest prep where that wasn't the case, but for the most part, she's very energetic and upbeat at the gym.
Can you pretty much tell when she walks in what kind of how she is for that day?
I don't know. I guess we expect kind of the same every day.
Yeah.
Okay. No, it doesn't.
One reason
Melissa helps that whole.
Yeah.
I didn't know if you and I could relate to that because, as you know, Mandy and I co-host Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake together. And of course, we're just together once a week. But I can tell when she walks in the studio and sits down what the temperature is going to be.
So mean. He's mean.
No, that's not being mean. I'm just describing it's always fun. Uh-huh. It's always a little different. Sometimes she'll come in here, you know, all dolled up. Sometimes she'll come in here and looks like she just got out of bed.
Matt never looks at me and looks goes, like you look just like crap today.
No, wait. I've never said you look like crap. You never look like crap. But it's always fun. It's always fun, interesting. And if I'm having a slow, bad day, I can always know I'm going to get it picked up with you.
Well, there are some days we go into the gym and it's like, he doesn't say anything. Usually on the days that he's the most quiet is the heaviest weights. That's what I've noticed. Because it seems like if we go in, because Melissa is my workout partner. And if Melissa and I come in and we're always loud and obnoxious, we just are. That I'll just admit it. We just are. And usually you can tell on Matt's face where he's like, I ain't ready for y'all today. Like, you too. I'm not ready. So I'm going to throw the weight at you so you hush. That's kind of what it feels like. Some days, but no, I love. I mean, I couldn't pick a better trainer.
I was hoping Matt was going to be able to say
you want dirt
like
on me all the time.
No, not any dirt. But I was just curious if he got to work with the same Mandy that I get to work with. But it sounds like you're more behaved when you go to the train station. Is there any truth to that?
Is that a word you'd use, Matt?
I don't think we'd use that word, but. Upbeat would be yeah.
And if you ever really want to get her going, Matt, just when one of her sons or daughters are about to get married, you know, get into a good conversation about that. There's been a couple of times I've had her tearing up on the radio.
That is not my goal. Is it your goal to make me tear up?
No, yeah.
But it's been in a good way. We share that emotional moment with all of our listeners at the time.
Oh, my word.
And you know how much fun we have.
Uh-huh.
So, anyway, I was just curious if Matt could relate to any of that.
You know, you could come down and train with us and see what it's all about, right?
You know, I might do that sometime. Especially since I'm up that way a little
more. I will believe it when I see it.
There's the Mandy before Optimize You, and then there's a Mandy after Optimize You.
Now, that is true. That's a fact.
So with that said, the man with Optimize You that can tell us more about Mandy is going to be joining us here in just a moment. So we've got Josh Porter with Optimize You that's going to be joining us today. He'll be joining us right after the break. And then also, too, we're going to be having the promoter of the Southern Muscle Showdown coming to the Dalton Convention Center. And she is also the publisher of Southern Muscle Guide, and that is Rachel Payne. So she'll be joining us a little bit later in the program. As far as our today what's up, I don't really have anything. And since Darren's away today,
he's got the best ones.
We'll just hit the pause button on the what's up unless there's something you'd like to share.
Heck no, I don't trust throwing anything out at you today. I don't. We're just going to stay right here in my lane.
So anyway, we'll put the pause button on what's up for this show and we'll pick it back up on the next show. We've got more Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize You to come after this brief message.
You love Southeastern college football? If so, we've got the show for you. It's College Football Radio on Rock 105.
Presented by Medicare Misty.
Join Chris Goforth and legendary Georgia Bulldog tight end Randy McMichael each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on Rock 105. They'll get you ready for SEC football game day. That's College Football Radio.
Presented by Medicare Misty.
Check out our website at collegefootballradio.com. Built by Avalon Design Studio. A production from the Whitfield Media Group.
Join Ed Jones Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. It's a radio show that's all about healthy living. Check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
As we continue Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, I am Sean Whitfield along with Matt Davis and Mandy Livingston. Mandy's filling in for Darren today. He will be back with us again next time. All right, it is time for us to go to the hotline and bring on our next guest. And he's no stranger to the program. He's been with us before. And that is none other than our friend Josh Porter with Optimize You. Hello, Josh.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Well, we are doing well, sir. And I wanted to formally bring you on to the program to... I guess to make the more formal announcement, since you and I haven't been together on the program yet, that we want to welcome Optimize You as part of Chattanooga Fitness Download. It is now called Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. And I can't think of a better partner in town that not only your business, your character, your integrity, just the man you are, the business you are, but a business that goes so much in line with the health, fitness, and gym community. And that's one of the things that Optimize You has, you know, brought a lot of benefit to many people that are in the gym and fitness community.
Yeah, and I would tell you, Sean, I mean, I think when you and I met, I feel honored that, you know, that you guys would even, you know, ask us to partner and, you know, link arms with you guys. You know, for the past, you know, 5, 6, 7 months, you know, as we've gotten to know each other, I'm always super impressed by, you know, the type of individuals you guys have on your show, and you know, listening to, you know, all the stories. I mean, listening to Matt on the Lee Haney interview, and, you know, he's talking about, you know, not eating out. And I went back and I actually told my wife, I'm like, honey, do you think I could try this? She's like, don't even think about it. But, I mean, I just so appreciate who you guys are. And it is, you know, when you and I talked, I think the reality is, you want to find people that you have commonality with, right. And you know, I think that's what kind of sets us apart with you guys, is that we're you know, we have a business that, you know, kind of tries to educate patients that normal is not optimal, right? And and the world kind of tells you, hey, you know, when you're getting old, that's just part of the game. And you know, I would kind of disagree with that.
Yeah.
That's not how it has to be.
Yeah, and for folks that are like we are, that are in the health and fitness and the bodybuilding and being in the gym, it's kind of like a pie, and there's many slices, and nutrition's got a lot to do with it. Food's got a lot to do with it. Training's got a lot to do with it. So there's many slices of that pie, and having your hormone levels where they should be is also a major part of that pie, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's on a routine basis of the patients I've seen today, 80%, 90% have, you know, one of the things that they will often say is, listen, I'm giving it everything I've got. My nutrition is dialed in. I'm taking the supplements. I'm going to the gym, and I just don't see the results. And it, you know, almost every time when they have that complaint, their hormones are imbalanced. They're off, you know. Mm-hmm. So very common part of the pie for sure.
And this applies to both men and women. Mandy, you're a prime example of that, speaking for women out
there. I'll
wear
my badge proudly. Thank you very much.
we hear that on the radio every day.
Yeah,
yeah, we do.
I will wear my Ultimize You badge proudly.
That's right. Keep that shameless plug going, Mandy.
I will do it.
Yeah, and the commercial that Mandy does for Optimize You is real.
Yeah, it's real. I've actually had people call me and message me and say, is that real? Like, are you really doing that? Or are you just doing that? And I said, no, I don't mind, you know, because it's out there saying, you know, if you don't have great sex drive, if you don't have, you know, this, that, and the other. And I'm like, no, I just told everybody that. Yeah, that's real.
We're going to do a follow-up commercial, Josh, with Rob, her husband.
Yeah, yeah.
Rob wears his Optimize You badge, too.
Well, we'll recognize that, but we'll confirm with Rob that everything you're saying is true.
He'll be like, Josh, I need you to tone it down a little bit. Could you do that? Could you do a guy a favor?
She's wearing me out.
She is wearing me out.
That's hilarious.
So, Josh, you've been known to change many people's lives here in Chattanooga. And, Matt, there's a number of folks that you're familiar with that Josh has done the same for as well.
Man, probably all of them.
The whole train station.
Yeah, starting with Julie, my wife. Man, I mean, there's a long list. No, I've been thoroughly impressed with the way he approaches everyone from A to Z. And, you know, he mentioned as we get older that, you know, we're supposed to accept this and we look at different therapies. But, you know, one thing that I haven't heard a lot of people say, I've had a couple of younger clients and referrals I've sent to Josh who he hasn't put on hormone replacement, hasn't done, mm-hmm. but has done the testing and has really, you know, explored the options for those particular people. And that's mm-hmm. that's one thing that I see that really sets him and Optimize You apart is there's so many of these hormone clinics that pop up here and there, and it's mm-hmm. kind of this one size
Focus.
Fits all.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody
mm-hmm.
gets the same thing, and it's like, oh, you just sign up here and you already know what you're going to get. Everybody gets the same thing, da-da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. But I've been thoroughly impressed at, I think about everybody I know is kind of doing something different. You know, mm-hmm. so I'm always just intrigued to talk to all of our folks, say, hey, okay, where are you at? You know, okay, mm-hmm. how did he approach this? You know, so it's been a really educational experience for me as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Matt and Josh and Mandy, to add to that, I continue to talk to people too about Optimize You, and I hear something that's usually commonly always said, and that is the process that Josh goes through with his patients mm-hmm. is very thorough. The interview process is very thorough, and getting your questions answered is also done thoroughly and properly.
I can attest to that wholeheartedly. I mean, God love Josh, because I'll be like, hey, this feels weird. And he'll be like, because I'm like, you know, because exactly what you said, if your hormones are in the dumpster for like ever, when they start working themselves out and things start changing and you're like, wait a minute, what is this? And he's like, you're fine. Like, it's okay. This is what's supposed to happen. I'm like, oh, sorry. You know, but he will answer your questions and give you the why. This is why this is fine. This is why you may need to look at this. And, you know, so I couldn't appreciate him more. And I ask him questions that have absolutely nothing to do with hormones.
Yeah.
Josh, he's laughing because he knows it's true.
Yeah. Sometime you're going to ask him some of those questions. You're going to say, Mandy.
You're like, Mandy.
That's therapy I can't help
you
with.
Yeah,
get a psychiatrist.
Yeah, we're going to have to go. Your childhood issues are not mine. Yeah.
Well, I think the thing I'll say is, you know, one of the things that, and I lose sleep over stuff like this, you know, where I get these patients in here who are literally in tears because they don't feel like anybody listens to them.
I was one of those.
And, and I take great pride in saying, look, like, I care about you, you know, and I may not hit it out of the park right away, but, like, we're gonna go at this really hard, and we're going to try my best to make a difference and get you to where you want to be. And as long as I kind of set that precedence and expectation for the patients, they're willing to lock arms with us and say, all right, look, I know you're not going to fix me tomorrow, but let's do this for the next 3 months and see where we're at. And by and large, we're successful because I think we put that kind of effort and time and commitment in our patients and care about our patients to the point where we want them to have a quality of life that, you know, doesn't bring them into my office in tears, yeah. Unless it's tears of joy.
Yeah, that's well said. Josh, for somebody out there listening that is experiencing some of these negative effects right now with their body, especially as we all age, and they want to be like a Mandy, they want to be like some of these people we've been talking about, how do they get started?
Well, the easiest thing to do is to, you can call the office, 423-206-9753 is our office number. You can go online to OptimizeYouChattanooga.com, and we have an online registration form there. And once you fill that out, we bring you in for in-house labs. We have a full in-house lab here in the office. And then my staff will then get you on the schedule to see me in consultation after those labs.
All right. Well, Josh, thank you so much for your time. I know you're a very busy guy. You've got a lot of patients that you're trying to see today. But thank you for the partnership, and it's a pleasure to call you a friend.
Well, I feel the same about you guys, and thank you for your time.
You're very welcome. All right, we've got more Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize You to come after this brief message.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for your home radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
As we continue Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize You, I am Sean Whitfield along with Matt Davis and Mandy Livingston. Darren Johnson will be back with us next show. And it is time for us to go to the hotline and bring on our next guest. And our guest today is the promoter of the Southern Muscle Showdown coming to Dalton and the publisher of Southern Muscle Guide. And that is Rachel Payne. Hello, Rachel.
Hi.
Well, thank you for taking the time to join us today. Rachel, you and I just recently got acquainted with one another, and I've heard about your show for quite some time now, and the NPC Southern Muscle Showdown is a national qualifier that's going to be coming to the Dalton Convention Center in Dalton, Georgia, October the 1st, so it's just a few weeks ahead. So if you would share with everyone out there listening what the Southern Muscle Showdown is all about.
Yeah, I'm really excited. This is our second year. We have a presenting sponsor, martinilawyer.com, and our title sponsor, of course, is Beauty Fit. And together we are putting together an event that will, a portion of the proceeds will benefit the Northwest Georgia United Way's mental health awareness campaign.
Okay. And so in your second year, can you describe sort of what your first year was like?
Yeah, our first year was great. We had a great turnout, and, you know, we had competitors from 11 states come to participate, and we had a great group of vendors and spectators from all over. You know, everybody had a good time. And, you know, putting on your first show is never easy. I don't care how many shows you've been to, but I felt like we did a good job, and it's really encouraged us and excited us to be able to put it on and continue to go that route. This year, we have expanded our vendor area to be called the Dalton Wellness Market, where we have almost twice as many vendors as we did last year. And on Friday, September 30th, from 2 to 7, we are calling it Free Friday. So we're inviting the community to come in and meet those vendors, and there's no charge for it. Of course, the athletes will be there because of check-ins, but we just are looking forward to having the community come in because we want to engage everybody in the Northwest Georgia, Chattanooga, Alabama area.
So did you have the trade show or expo portion of the show last year, or is this new?
Last year we had vendors like we normally would.
Okay.
But like I said, this year we have twice as many vendors. So I'm excited about that.
Well, that sounds great. I have been to the Dalton Convention Center, but I haven't been there for your show before, so hopefully I can make it down there. Is there anything else you would like to sort of describe about the event that maybe people out there listening would want to know?
You know, I think part of what makes our event stand out is it's got an anime theme to it. So, you know, the overall winner awards are an actual piece of art provided to us by Ignis Glassblowers, which is right there in Chattanooga. And, you know, they're an engraved Dragon Ball with our logo. They're a hand-blown glass Dragon Ball with our logo engraved on it. And, you know, so that's kind of cool and different, but it's an actual piece of artwork. And then, you know, of course, the swords and tiaras and the medals and all of that, and the anime theme backdrops to take your pictures with. And, you know, like I said, the United Way with their mental health awareness campaign has enabled us to be able to have a whole row of vendors that are just part of the local resources that would bring out and be there to be helpful for people who might be going through something.
Mm-hmm. Rachel, you caught my attention too a little bit when you were describing some of your awards. You said Igna Glassblowers?
Ignis Glass, I-G-N-I-S-S. There's a glass blower there in Chattanooga, and they are the one that create the artwork that is our overall winner awards.
Hmm. Matt or Mandy, are you familiar with that type of
I've been there.
Oh, have you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do a lot of team building stuff, and they do some family events and things like that where you just, it encapsulates your breath. It turns it into an ornament or a, kind of like she's saying, into a trophy or into a paperweight, different things. It's generally round.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's very cool. It's very cool.
So, Rachel, it sounds like that's something that's unique and different about your competition as compared to others.
It is. You know, the most important thing is to create a great experience for the athletes, and we're just thrilled to be able to do that in the Dalton area. And, you know, just want to invite everybody to come out. If you have questions or anything, you can go to our website at SouthernMuscleShowdown.com and, you know, come out for Free Friday. Come out to watch the show on Saturday, September 30th through October 1st.
All right. All great information. Also, to the publisher of Southern Muscle Guide, is that a online publication or is that emails that you send out? Describe to our listeners what that's about.
Southern Muscle Guide is a resource guide to help people. Hang on a second. It's a resource guide to help people not only that are dedicated to living a healthy lifestyle, but also provide information about all of your shows throughout the Southeast. And we, you know, put out the whole list of competitions throughout the Southeast. We have a directory of resources, inspirational articles, and tips from pros, all kinds of information like that. So that's what the magazine is about. It's an annual publication. It's printed that we distribute to people at all the different shows throughout the Southeast that we go to. and have others distribute them at, as well as the digital version is online on our website.
Is there a charge for that publication?
It is not. It's free.
Okay.
It's a free publication. Imagine that.
Right.
So, we've been doing the publication for 7 years now, and it's just been a great addition to our other personal training business.
Yeah, it sounds
great.
Like
great compliment to that and the show.
Yeah, a great resource to help a lot of people in the bodybuilding and fitness world, especially those that are competing in competition. Well, Rachel,
the main thing about it is that it's there. It originated to help the first timers, especially because, you know, you don't know what you don't know. So that's how it got started. So that's what we encourage. And, you know, we're always trying to grow the sport.
And then you do personal training in, I'm assuming maybe it's in the Atlanta area?
Yes, I'm the co-owner, along with my husband, Steve, of House of Pain Personal Training.
Okay. And is it located in the city, or where exactly are you?
It's in the northeast portion of the Atlanta area in Gwinnett County.
Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Well, all right. Well, we wish you much success with the Southern Muscle Showdown. Again, it's coming October the 1st. At the Dalton Convention Center. And for those that are listening, you can get more information at southernmuscleshowdown.com. All right, it's time for us to take a break. We've got more Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize You to come after this brief message.
Rock 105, your home for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and, well, some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022? They'll break it all down and cover it all. Each week, tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
As we continue Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize You, I am Sean Whitfield along with Matt Davis and Mandy Livingston. Darren Johnson will be back with us next time. It was a great conversation with Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel Payne with Southern Muscle Guide and the Southern Muscle Showdown. Matt, second year show. I can certainly relate to her comments that it's very difficult to put on the first show. Experience that, but wish them much luck and success. And I've not talked to anybody that's going to be in the show from Chattanooga, but Matt, Mandy, have y'all heard of anyone?
I haven't.
Jim Pickett mentioned that he may have some athletes go down there. And then, of course, you never know. That's just under a month away. So we've got some people competing coming up real soon. So we'll see who maybe wants to do another one,
mm-hmm.
and that would be an easy second one to do. I've never been to that show. That, like you, I've been to the convention center.
Yeah,
and I'd be interested to go see that show. Sounds good.
Yeah, I totally agree. Hopefully, they will be very successful and have a good turnout. There's some other athletes, competitors here in Chattanooga. They're getting ready for competition. And they're a part of the train station. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Julie's got three girls going to the MPC Beach Bash at Orange Beach on September 17th. So that's coming up Saturday. That's a Morris Pruitt show. So, we've kind of known Morris. He does a lot of head judging in Tennessee and then does an outstanding job, you know, promoting the shows in Alabama. I think he's also the Alabama state chairman. So we're excited to go down there, take a little mini beach trip for a day or so.
So there will be sand and palm trees on this trip.
Oh, yeah. And so our daughter Jaden's got some competition makeup. She does a great job. So she's got some appointments booked for some competitors for that social. She'll be down there working. And Julie and I will be down there supporting, the girls that are in it and watching. And yeah. Maddox is going to go so he can go to the beach.
He's a smart boy. He's a smart boy. I mean, heck, if you're going to do a competition, why not at the beach?
Yeah.
Yeah. I Mandy, mean, there's time to get registered.
Yeah, no. No. We're not ready for that.
You're not ready for a second show
we're
this year?
We're not ready for that. No, no, no. No. My heart belongs to the Fit Expo.
Oh, I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
No better place than the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, is there?
Nope. Nope.
Now I just got to convince you to be in the third annual, but I don't know what my chances are there.
I know. I know. If you can get either my nephew to graduate on a different day, or you can move the competition to a different day, then now we're talking.
Now, if we move the competition just for you... What a firestorm that would create.
You don't have to tell that part. You just have to say, you know. Or make it Sunday. I'll come back. Or Friday.
Friday.
See?
I don't know if that would work.
See? I'm just laying some suggestions out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have a firestorm on my hands if we did that. But, well, I hope. Not to wish any bad luck on any of your family members, but I hope
your nephew fails. My God.
I hope he decides he wants to stay in school a little longer.
He wants to repeat his senior year.
Well, Matt, is there anything else going on in the gym and fitness community in Chattanooga you're aware of right now that we should share?
I think that's about it. Obviously, we got the show we just talked about in Dalton. We've got a group going to Orange Beach. Don't forget about the NPC Chattanooga Night of Champions coming also in October, which I think may be the week after the Dalton show.
Okay.
That'll be at the convention center, so that's another one coming up. I'm sure the last couple of years, that one's had enormous participation.
Now, last year was the Nashville Night of Champions located in Chattanooga, right?
Right, yeah. They've changed the name to Chattanooga.
They said we're going to have a new home base.
I think so.
Mm. Yeah, it is the it's an IFBB Pro League and NPC Chattanooga Night of Champions. It's going to be October 22nd.
Oh, so 2 weeks.
It's a little further. Okay. Yeah,
October 22nd.
Yeah, that was a show before I officially retired that definitely crossed my mind to do because it is an IFBB event also. That was one that I went and watched last year. I would have absolutely loved to do that one and top it off with a pro competition here in Chattanooga, but they got rid of the classic physique division, so it's no,
blew that.
No longer, so no, there's no show for me to do, so I guess I will stay retired.
Last year when you were talking about that, it was at the same time that my son was getting married, and I was trying to figure out how to go to pre-judging in the morning and then get back to the wedding. Me and Rob were trying to figure that out. I know I'm a terrible mother.
Nobody said that.
But I was like, we want to go watch Matt and prejudging and then hop back over to the wedding.
Well, before we wrap up today's show, Mandy, you've done the Chattanooga Fitness Expo for 2 years in a row.
I have.
What's the future hold for you in competition?
I'm not sure. I'm still going to build as best as I can. And you know, I still want to be fit and, you know, it's the best me I can possibly be. So whether that's in a suit on a stage or just in normal people clothes, I don't know. But, you know, it's definitely on my radar to try to be the best I can be.
If I created a grandmother division next year, would that keep you in Chattanooga?
No.
It wouldn't? Okay.
No.
I'm just trying to come up with an
idea. I can't. My sister, I've said it a million times, my sister has gone above and beyond for all these weddings and, you know, everything. So I owe it to her to back her up on one of her events, too.
And the second grandchild's on the way.
Second grandchild's on the way.
Wow.
Due in April. Yes. I'm excited. I can't wait.
Well, I hope that you're not like Matt and have retirement. Because, you know, Matt said that was his retirement show. So hopefully that won't be your retirement
you
show.
You never know. I may pull out my first NPC show. Who knows?
Really?
Maybe. You never know. You know me. I'm wishy-washy. Who knows? I don't want to do the 6 week or 6 months of prep. But, oh, my gosh. But, you know, if that's what it takes, that's what it takes.
Yeah.
My husband's like, oh, seriously. She turns evil at some point.
Well, all right. Well, we'll have Darren here with us next time. Mandy, thank you for filling in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And we'll hear Darren's stories.
Costa Rica update.
Yeah. Guaranteed their stories. Guaranteed.
I've sort of been on social media watch.
He's being a little quieter than normal.
I'm waiting for some hot girl to be on the beach with him again like he saw 6 to 9 months ago, whenever that was.
You messed that all up when you had her called in. Notice that's when it all went downhill.
No, it was going downhill before then.
We've never seen any more pictures.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm blaming Sean.
I think where I confirmed it was going downhill is when Matt made the comment, well, you need to come and visit the Chattanooga Fitness Expo.
She said, I have not been invited.
Yeah. Ow. Yeah, and when she responded, well, I haven't been invited, I kind of sense, okay, that's where there's cricket.
He knows how he flipped that coin and blamed you now.
Well.
No, he just helped me out with it. But we made a new friend. Me and Matt made a new friend.
Uh-huh. Yeah, how are we supposed to know?
There's no way. There's absolutely no way.
Yeah.
Poor right. little Darren.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this episode of Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, download number 61. Continue to listen to our podcast as we'll be bringing you more great guests, conversations, and topics from the world of fitness, health, and bodybuilding. Be sure to check out our website at ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com and find us on Facebook and Instagram. For Mandy Livingston, Matt Davis, I'm Sean Whitfield. Thank you for listening.
You've been listening to another edition of Chattanooga Fitness Download. Click on the follow or subscribe tab for all future podcasts. A production of Whitfield Media Group.